Informed Dissent, the intersection of healthcare and politics, with Dr. Jeff Barkey, board-certified primary care physician, and Dr. Mark McDonald, board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist.
This episode is brought to you by Rogers Hood Apothecary.
Here are seven signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain, it's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush, it's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon, it's your binder. The kit comes with instructions. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify Kit is for ages 3 and up. Use IDM as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogershood.com.
Well, Mark, welcome to another great episode of Informed Dissent. Great to be with you.
Hey, Jeff.
As we always try to do, we try to bring interesting guests, and our focus of late has been in the holistic health arena. And I am proud to bring to our audience an awesome guy who is the co-founder, owner of a supplement company that has been one of my favorites for a whole long time. And that is the company known as Smidge, S-M-I-D-G-E. Dan Corrigan, welcome to Informed Dissent.
Hey, great to be here.
Awesome. So Smidge, I found out about actually originally. I had a holistic health nurse that worked for me for about a year, and she told me about Smidge as one of her favorite companies. And I started looking into it, started using some of the products when I can get them, because sometimes they're back ordered. And then reached out to you later on, and you even have a book I know coming out soon. So Dan, tell us about your journey in creating the company, the supplement company Smidge.
Sure, I'd love to share that. So, and I'll, you know, it's an interesting story, a unique story. You know, I had a small trauma, and when I was in high school, I picked up a weight. I bought some weights. I was working out and I bought some weights, like a 44 pound Olympic plate. I was putting it into my car and I dropped it on my ankle and it hurt pretty bad, but it was just a little bruise. And that changed the whole trajectory of my life.
How so?
So unbeknownst to me, I had hit my spleen meridian, which I don't even know what really that is, but that created a blockage in my spleen meridian. And unbeknownst to me, the spleen meridian controls the absorption of nutrients in Chinese medicine.
Jen, you're referring to an actual part of the spleen, not a meridian like an astrological sign.
Like a meridian, like stuff going through the
like
body.
Like a feng shui meridian.
It's like it's acupuncturists talk about meridian and energy paths through the body.
Yeah. So that's what kicked things off. So I just dropped the weight, got a little bruised, moved on, didn't think about it. Right. And then, you know, it's interesting when I went to college shortly thereafter, most people put on the freshman 15, they're eating all this. We had all you could eat cafeteria. In my case, my weight had dropped from about 160 down to 130. So I lost about 30 pounds. And I was eating over 10,000 calories a day. So I would just have this insatiable hunger. And I you know, kind of just attributed it to like fast metabolism or something, right? And then didn't really give it much thought again. Just kind of like, oh, I'm just a hungry young guy, you know? And then over time, I started to have more, let's say, digestive type health issues. And so that kind of started my journey and my health journey, if you will, right? And so basically, I started having issues like lactose intolerance, started getting allergies that I never had before, allergies to cats, food allergies. And so it just started piling up all these different ailments And then the other interesting thing was later on, I ended up buying a blood sugar meter. This is quite a bit later, but it gives you a little perspective. Was when I'd start my day, my blood sugar would be around 50, which is pretty low. And if I didn't eat like mad all throughout the day, it would drop below 20. And so my blood sugar meter would say, seek emergency medical attention. And I'm like, well, you know, I've already been to doctors. They were no use to me and they couldn't help me. So I would just be in this almost state of psychosis. I would just be, my brain would almost shut off because the blood sugar got so low. And I had to endure that the rest of the day and it would reset every night. And so the next day it was like a new day and I would have to eat like nonstop just to maintain the 50. So that at that level, so I could never get it up to normal, which would be above 80. Anyways, so I just kept piling up more and more health issues to the point where I'd feel like I had the flu. I just couldn't, hard to get out of bed, muscle aches, just felt like a wreck. And on top of all these other things. And when I went to the doctors, you know, they'd say, oh, they checked the blood work. Everything looks good. No problem. Like, are you not hearing my symptoms? You know, because I do have problems. And anyway, so I had went through a whole laundry list of different MDs, DOs, chiropractors, nutritionists, shaman. I'm smoking peace pipes with shamans. I'm doing all sorts of just, you know, talking to people that, you know, UFO, they got their information from UFO. I'm just desperate because every day I'm like fighting for my life, basically. And so the funniest part of the story is what changed my, you know, what changed that my course around, what was the trigger to fix my health was I saw an ad for a free feng shui seminar at a furniture store. Office furniture store. I'm like, I haven't tried that yet. Right. So I go to this free feng shui seminar at an office furniture store. And there's this Chinese guy, Floof, came in from overseas and he's talking about feng shui. I'm like, okay, maybe that'll help. After the seminar, I went up to him and I was talking to him about something that I just read about, some allergy elimination technique that worked on, you know, whatever, some energy stuff. And I'm like, maybe this guy would know. And so I talked to the guy and he just took a step back and he looked at me, just looked at my whole body. And he points to like my midsection and he says, you have low chi in your spleen. I'm like, are you seeing an aura? What's happening right now? How are you pointing to my, I don't even know what this is. I don't know what the spleen is. I don't know what low chi means. And he says, just rub on your right by your thumb and just rub on that and that'll take care of it. And I didn't do it because I'm like, I have no idea what this guy's talking about. And it seems far-fetched. And so I just went home. At the time, I was seeing three different doctors. One was two different DOs and a chiropractor. And the chiropractor happened to be trained in acupuncture. And he goes, some Chinese guy said you got low chi in your spleen. I'm like, yeah, that's what he was saying, you know? And so he says, okay, sit down. So I sit down. He reaches in his drawer and he pulls out this, I call it a clicker. It's this little device that creates a little spark. So instead of using a needle, you can use this little spark to hit your puncture point. He goes, oh, your spleen meridian is at your ankle, you know? I'm like, okay. So he goes down there, does this click. I feel this euphoric rush engulf me. I am like flying high as a kite. It is the state of euphoria is off the chart. I mean, I think I'm going to die. It's like so like overwhelming, incredible experience. And he looks up at me, the guy, he looks up and he just starts laughing. He could see him just like, you know, just going just out of my mind and the happiness. And he says, enjoy the ride. So I sat there for a few minutes. It settled down. I went home, didn't think anything of it. I'm like, I don't know what that was. And then fast forward. So here I am struggling for 10 years with this insatiable hunger, never got full in 10 years, just was starving to death and weighed 130 pounds. 2 months later, my pants were a little snug. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I never gained weight. You know, like, why would my pants be snug? I go step on the scale. In 2 months, I went from 130 to 190. So in 60 Whoa. Days, I gained 60 pounds. And I'm like, this is very interesting. Huh. Like, this is just... And so then the first thing I did was grab my blood sugar meter and tested my blood sugar. And it was like, whatever, 82 or so. It was like rock solid normal level. And I'm like, holy cow, here I am. Like, I'm like, cured, you know?
How long was it between the time you dropped this Olympic weight on your ankle to the time that you received this acupuncture-like treatment? It was
basically about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and like I said, the whole time, I don't know if you've ever had low blood sugar where you just like, you just yeah. only can focus on food. Like, that's all. Right. That was my 10 years. It was like that. That's all, you know, I'm like, it's pretty tough to get through life like that. And then to have all these other symptoms just piling on. So anyways, at that point in time, I'd gone to, you know, dozens of different practitioners. So I learned a lot and, you know, all these different alternative health techniques and took a lot of different supplements, learned about food, learned all this stuff. And so at that point, you know, with that blood sugar, and now I can actually absorb nutrients because of the spleen meridian thing. My gut was, I mean, it was pretty much destroyed because of all the food, you know, that I was eating. So I had, yeah, I had issues with candida, leaky gut, the whole gamut of stuff. So that, then I could actually start focusing on healing my gut. And that's where really that was kind of, you know, I took care of my gut, healed my gut. And then all these other things like my allergies, lactose intolerance, all this stuff just kind of like floated away once I cured my gut.
So you drop a weight on your ankle, suffer all kinds of health problems that, as weird as it is, seem to be related. This blocked spleen meridian, you somehow end up in a furniture store at a feng shui seminar, and some Chinese guy points at your spleen. You end up with a doc who has some acupuncture training, treats this spleen meridian in your ankle, and all of a sudden now you're healing as a result of that.
It's, oh, I wouldn't believe it if I heard it myself.
Jeff, and then, you missed the most important part. You overlooked the fact that Dan can now have pet cats.
That's right.
We interrupt this podcast for an important segment.
Informed Dissent is proud to announce a new sponsor. Are you tired of skincare products filled with harmful chemicals and additives? Do you long for natural, wholesome solutions that are safe for your skin and the environment? Tallow. I've been using tallow cream for a long time. Tallow is a form of beef fat, and it is one of the most wonderful moisturizing products you could put on your skin, your hands, your face, your elbows, your feet. It is fantastic. Introducing Dandy Natural, a mother and daughter small business located right here in Newport Beach, California. They're dedicated to crafting all natural skincare products that are as pure as they are effective. Pamper your skin with their lavender and honey tallow balm, or use one of their products that I helped create with them. RX for Liberty Peppermint Tallow. It has a hint of peppermint and that sense of coolness when you put it on. That's the product I use every day. DandyNatural.com. Give it a go and let us know what you think.
Use the code IDM to get 10% off.
And by the way, did you buy some furniture from that store?
I never did, unfortunately.
So now I get that this whole holistic health journey, which seems completely unbelievable, except that it happened to you and it was real for you, led you on this path. And then somewhere along the way, you thought it would be a good idea to start a supplement company because the world didn't have enough supplement companies.
Exactly, right? So here's what happened. I'm like, okay, I'm done with that phase of my life of, you know, thinking about health and trying to regain my health for, you know, too long. Like now I can focus on back to my career and all this kind of stuff. And I get this phone call. My godson was diagnosed with autism and the mother calls me up and says, you know, shares the diagnosis and then also says, Dan, you know, I know you've gone through some health issues and learned some stuff and I just want to, you know, pick your brain, basically. I'm like, all right, you know, so I start chatting with her, you know, a couple times a week, maybe weekly. So this went on for almost 2 years where we would just go back and forth. She would, you know, research some stuff and then come to me and, you know, I disseminate all the things that I learned. Cause I, like I said, I learned quite a bit. Because I would go to, you know, take different courses and seminars. So I was doing a lot of stuff during those 10 years. And anyways, after a couple of years, her son lost the diagnosis and was, you know, and I was just blown away. I mean, she was doing other, you know, behavioral therapies and different things. So it was really just amazing to see. To me, it's really the power of food and diet and nutrition kind of can play a role in all sorts of things. But really what struck me was I really didn't appreciate everything that I had learned. You know, I was just going to set it on the shelf and, you know, just kind of, I don't say forget about it, but wasn't going to do anything with it. But once I went through that experience, the next step for me was, I thought I could give back. So I started giving free nutrition talks to, you know, autism community, to schools, you know, just a way to give back because I had all this stuff crammed in my head. And so one of the things that would happen when I was, you know, get done doing a little talk, people would say, oh, what, you know, what product do you recommend? What supplements do you recommend? And I'm like, I'm not really here to recommend products. I'm just here to, you know, share information. But really I saw, you know, like Jeff, you just mentioned, you know, here there's 10,000 or hundreds of thousands of products out there, right? That it's like, it is. So on one hand, there's like all the stuff out there. On the other hand, it's a minefield for consumers. It's really, 100%. Really difficult. And so people were looking to me to help vet products and recommend them. And so that's what I did. And I started selling some products online to help, you know, help people sort this stuff out because they had their hands full. And I was a couple steps ahead of them. And then what happened with that was, since I really, you know, kind of took a you know, focus on the autism community, that was kind of a lot of our initial customers. And what was happening was they were like, hey, this product, you know, my kid's sensitive to, you know, this part of this product, this ingredient or filler or strain of bacteria in the probiotic or, you know, the prebiotic, all these different things. So I was like learning, like there's another whole nother layer to things that I wasn't really aware of that the people, you know, I call it, and one of my partners, Karen, I call her our canary in the coal mine. So she's like super sensitive to everything. And so she's kind of our internal litmus test, you know, to see how clean a product is after we've already done all our homework. If it passed the Karen test, then we're good. But anyway, so what happened was I was, you know, finding the best of the best products, selling them, and then getting feedback from our customers saying, hey, you know, there's all these issues with all these different things. And so we said, well, the two main things that we really believed in, you know, food and diet, number one, And number two was a probiotic, because if you're, as this is coming from me, you know, my experience, if the gut isn't right, it really doesn't matter what you're eating. You really have to create this, get it in, back into balance. So we look for a clean probiotic. We couldn't find anything. So that's what prompted us to develop. That was our first product we launched in 2010, was our probiotic. And so it addressed a whole myriad of issues all in one package. So we were addressing D-lactic acidosis issues, histamine issues in the pandas or pans community. Some of the strains mimic strep and it gives pandas flare-ups. So there's all these different communities that were reacting to different things. And we kind of like, you know, had one product that could solve or, you know, address all these.
Your probiotic is called Sensitive Probiotic. And what's unique about it, and I recommend it, and I take it myself from time to time, is that it is a probiotic, not a prebiotic. And many people, that when they take just a generic probiotic that you buy at the supermarket or what have you, it contains both pro and prebiotic. And often the prebiotic component can cause gut issues and upset stomach and so forth. So yours is clean, meaning only probiotic. There are no prebiotics in it, hence the name Sensitive Probiotic. So I think it's one of, listen, there's a lot of probiotics on the market. I've learned that your body will often gets used to whatever you're taking. So you need to switch it up from time to time. But my first go-to probiotic is the Smidge Sensitive Probiotic. What's also unique about Smidge, and Mark and I have talked about this, and we're both into this holistic health world, and there's a lot of crap supplements out there. The first thing I do when somebody says, is this stuff good? Is I look up and see who owns the company. And not uncommonly, it's either some venture capitalist firm or it's a pharmaceutical company. So right there, if that's the case, it doesn't necessarily mean that the components are bad, but it means that it's not something I want to support, because there are a lot of good companies out there. And so what I like about Smidge, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously it's not pharma owned. You're the co-owner of it. And everything is small batch, which means you don't have like a giant vat where you're producing a jillion bottles of this stuff. It's all well-controlled, small batch. The downside of that is it's not uncommon that you go to order it and it's out of stock or it's back ordered. And the three products I take, Smidge products, I take every single day are Oyster Zinc. And during COVID, zinc became very, very popular because we know zinc has some antibacterial, antiviral properties. And everybody and their mother was taking zinc, but they were taking it in ginormous doses, 50 milligrams, sometimes more, often upsetting the stomach. And as a standalone product, if you take zinc, you're not going to absorb it very well. One of the best sources of zinc, I always try to look for natural sources, is oysters. Now, I happen to also love oysters, and I will eat them from time to time. But oysters have a lot of zinc in it. And what's great about oysters and the zinc is it has all the cofactors necessary for the proper absorption. And it's got selenium in it. It has iodine in it. Body needs iodine. We can't manufacture it. So whether you get it from seaweed or some other marine source, oysters is one way to get it. So oyster zinc has selenium, iodine.
Copper. So that's one of the, right? Like you were saying, sorry to interject, but when people are taking large amounts of isolated zinc supplements, zinc and copper they're in a balance beam. So when you take one or the other, it can throw the other one really out of whack. And getting, not that you need a lot of copper in your diet, but when you're taking a lot of zinc, it drives down the little bit of copper that we do consume. And so the oyster zinc has a nice balance of both zinc and copper. So you're not going to get out of balance, basically.
You know, I try to personalize supplements based on lab tests and individual needs and so forth, but there's a handful of supplements that I think most people would benefit from. Zinc is one of them. Oyster zinc I take every day. The other is your magnesium. You have a morning magnesium and an evening magnesium. I think we did an Instagram a while back and I kind of gave you a hard time because your morning magnesium and your evening magnesium are dosed a little different. The morning mag, I think I take 2 a day, and the evening mag is only 1 a day. And I wish you put the same amount in each capsule so I could take 2 of each a day or 1 of each a day. But anyways, so your magnesium also, I think, is one of the better magnesiums. There's 4 or 5 different types of magnesium, and they're used for different reasons. And so you've got a morning magnesium and an evening magnesium. Most people are deficient in magnesium, and they need to get it from some source, and this supplement is a great way to get it. I started several months back, maybe a year ago, ordering red blood cell magnesium levels on all my patients. And it's amazing how many people are deficient. They just don't get it from natural sources. So those are my 3 favorite Smidge products. There's other ones too. You make a great product, digestive enzymes. And you make not only just a digestive enzyme, but people that have gastroesophageal reflux, I use your hydrochloric acid plus enzyme. So it's a combination of betaine, hydrochloric acid, and digestive enzymes all in one. And I've had great success with that as well.
What's neat about that, you know, product, like you said, we do the combo of enzymes plus the HCL. And most of the HCL products in the marketplace are higher dose. So they're like 600 milligrams. And so this is 200 milligrams per capsule. So you can titrate your dose, because some people just, you know, need a smaller amount. So then it gives people some flexibility. And because that one, HCL, you can take too much and that'll cause issues. So,
right.
So that kind of, we kind of try to straddle that, and kind of like what you were saying about the, you know, doing different blood work, you know, the products that we have, generally speaking, are, you know, suitable for most people, that you can comfortably take our zinc because it's balanced, it's not a mega dose. You could take, you know, our beef liver. Again, it's just chock full of nutrients and a nice balance. And then magnesium, generally speaking, most people are deficient. So taking magnesium is not going to throw you out of whack. So yeah, so we're very cognizant. And like I said, from our origins, our beginnings, working with a sensitive community, we're always thinking about, okay, what's the, you know, there's a front and back or a good and bad. And so with all these things, it's, we want to, obviously we want to promote the benefits and the focus of that, but we're always mindful of mitigating anything that would be, you know, would throw your body out of balance, which would then create problems.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your number one selling product?
You know, right now it's probably our magnesium, and it's funny because it, and a lot of thought went into that one as well, because of, like you said, we have 3 different types of magnesium for the morning and 2 in the evening. And what we saw, a lot of companies will have maybe one, or mostly one, but maybe 2 different types of magnesium in a product. And what we were seeing, and you know, just online, where people would say, oh, I'm taking the magnesium, then they'd run into a problem. And it was, what I observed was, people are taking just one particular form, it would be too much of that form. And so we decided to, you know, break it up 3, 8 in the morning, 2 in the evening. That way you're not getting too much of one particular kind. And it's really been a huge success. Yeah.
You just answered a question that I was going to ask you, because it's a question that often my patients ask, which is, why not just get over the counter one form magnesium and just smash the dose? It's cheap. It's easy to buy. What's the point of getting these, you know, natural magnesiums with all the chelation and the cofactors and the different balances? And this is the answer that I give to them, the answer you just gave. And I can speak from personal experience, because when I began looking into massive supplementation in 2020, I was taking over-the-counter magnesium. I would get it at Costco, you know, mega doses, 50 milligrams, one type of magnesium. And when I checked my magnesium levels, they weren't going up. I wasn't getting any absorption. I was still subpar. And about a year ago, I started taking the morning magnesium and evening magnesium, just like Jeff, and I'd been testing my blood levels every 3 to 4 months. And in the last 6 months, they've been consistently at the high range of normal. So, and consistently, you know, they're not going up and down. And I know that that's because the absorption that I'm getting from the Smidge magnesium is far better than what I was getting with the, you know, the GNC and the Costco brands, which are inexpensive, but they're just not effective.
No, I appreciate you sharing that. And we do, you know, our goal, you know, from the get-go is, you know, we're very passionate about, you know, we have kind of two goals. One is, you know, empowering optimal health. And we kind of do that both through education and knowledge, but then also through the supplements that, that we, it might take us like 3 or 4 years to launch a product because we're just like, we just keep, you know, trying to find like something wrong. And, you know, and so we just go and go and go. And sometimes we might spend a couple of years and just be like, something doesn't feel right. We're not going to do it. So we're always testing, triple testing and finding the highest, you know, the highest quality ingredients. I know other, you know, supplement companies, they'll buy the raw material. They're not, they might not test. They'll just rely on the COA when it comes in the raw material, but we'll test to verify. And then after we make the product, we'll test again to verify. So we're always, we're trying to just, you know, be at least, you know, 100% confident in everything that we're doing, you know, in terms of quality.
Dan, in the couple minutes we have left, when we talked, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, you had mentioned that you had some new products that you were going to bring to market and you wouldn't tell me what they are. You said you'd have to kill me if you told me. Can you give our audience a clue as to something new that might be coming on under the Smidge line?
So the new product that we launched since we last talked was Emu Oil from Australia. So these are from heritage breed birds, all natural Emu Oil. And Emu Oil is, you know, rich in naturally occurring vitamin K2, but it also has a nice fatty acid profile. So, you know, a lot of people will use it for, you know, other types of pain, aches and pain type stuff. You know, we like the K2. So it's just a nice, it's another nice, all of our vitamins that we carry under this Smidge brand is they're all real food vitamins. So we're not fortifying, we're not doing anything like that. So this is a real food supplement, Emu Oil.
And would the Emu Oil be used kind of like somebody would be taking fish oil, only they would choose to take Emu Oil?
Yep. So it has a nice fatty acid profile. Yep. So you're gonna get a different fatty acid profile, but it'd be similar to that. Yes.
So speaking of fatty acids, under the Smidge umbrella, you also market a product by a company called Rosita. And they make and you bring to the market Rosita cod liver oil. I didn't know what the heck cod liver oil was all about until Stephanie, my holistic health nurse, was working for me and she loved the Rosita cod liver oil. And then I learned not only is it has wonderful fatty acids, but it has natural vitamin D and natural vitamin A in it, which also limits the amount you can take. So you can't just load up on it like you can fish oil, but it's a wonderful complement to any other fatty acids that you might be taking. So I take Rosita cod liver oil every single day. And by the way, I in particular like this product because, and I think you guys should do this, and I told you last time, it comes in a glass bottle. And I think you should swap out all of the Smidge products, put them in a glass bottle. People will pay more. I get it. It's harder to ship. Heart and Soil, Dan, what's his last name? Carnivore Code guy. That's his company, Heart and Soil. He ships in a glass bottle. And you mentioned, well, you ship in glass to save the planet because you don't want plastic, but then you got to put it in plastic so it doesn't break. He puts it in corrugated cardboard as opposed to plastic, and it seems to work pretty well. Anyways, that's just my opinion. I'll keep taking them whether they're glass or not, but I think that'd be a nice upgrade for Smidge for an offering.
And let me just interject. Yeah, I appreciate that. We do. I mean, we're built on feedback from customers, so I appreciate that. And we're always looking at, you know, how we can improve, whether it's through packaging or new products or improving products. But to just a little point on Rosita, you know, Rosita cod liver oil is the only fresh raw cod liver oil on the market. So if you can imagine how, I'm sure you're not consuming canola oil on your salad or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, imagine other oils, they're processed almost identical to how canola oil is processed. It goes through this, you know, about a 12-step process. So really, really highly processed oils. And during that processing, just the standard cod liver oil processing, it strips away a lot of nutrients, and then including the vitamins A and D. And so they're fortifying at the end. So people are thinking they're getting like all that, they're paying extra on their, you know, maybe not liking the taste, but they're doing it because they're getting, you know, all natural, but not realizing that really it's fortified. So Rosita has an amazing product, amazing process that they're able to capture the oil at, you know, basically room temperature or below. And so it's not heated, it's not stripped. It's, you know, it is, you're getting a real food product and your body is getting all the cofactors.
That's and it awesome. Doesn't taste bad. I have the oil in the bottle and I also have it in the capsules. And I've never had a like burpy, fishy smell feedback from it, which I used to get a lot when I was getting, you know, cheap non-cod liver oil-based oils at Costco. I couldn't stand it because I would just smell bad in my mouth all day long. This actually, you can take it on a spoon and it really isn't disagreeable. It has a fish flavor, but it's not offensive. So it actually isn't as nasty as you might think.
I was at a biohacking conference, Bulletproof conference years ago, and some lady came by and she just got a salad. She came and take the cod liver oil and poured it all over her salad as salad dressing. She loved it. She's like, oh, I love this. You know, like,
It would go well with a Caesar, you know, with an anchovy and put some cod liver oil on top. It probably tastes pretty good.
For sure. And then Dan, finally, you have a book that you've been writing for like the last 10 years or something. And it's a book about supplements, holistic health, nutrition, and so forth. You sent me a copy of it. I gave you a little bit of feedback. Where are we with publishing that thing?
It is getting close. So I don't have a date, but it is getting close. And so, yeah, super excited about the book. Thanks for bringing that up. So it's Eat Well, Supplement Well, Digest Well. And so it really encapsulates everything that I've learned, you know, over the, you know, more than 10 years, but over the past almost 20 years, probably. And yeah, and I think what takes a little bit of extra time is trying to meet people where they're at, because people are all over with their knowledge, you know, and it's a tough thing to assimilate a bunch of new information if you're not familiar with it. So that was really the goal, is to make it easy to digest, pun intended, but to, you know, to talk about the food aspect, talk about this, simplify really what you need in the supplement side, and then cover the importance of digestive health.
So Dan, as we wrap up here, how can people find out more about you and your company if they want to look you up and then ultimately order supplements?
Sure. Our Smidge Small Batch Supplements website, that's getsmidge.com. And we have, you know, you can look about the owners, our team, our supplements, we have videos and you can buy on there. Also, you can go to Rosita USA and find out more about the Rosita cod liver oil and the other Rosita products as well.
Awesome. Well, Dan Corrigan, co-owner and founder of Smidge, thank you so much for coming on Informed Dissent. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
You've been listening to Informed Dissent with Dr. Jeff Barkey, board-certified primary care physician, and Dr. Mark McDonald, board-certified child, adolescent, and adult psychiatrist. Informed Dissent, the intersection of healthcare and politics.